Every plus six, every pick. This is AFL Fantasy Live with the Traders. Now, here are your hosts, Roy, Calvin, and Warnie.
G'day with the Traders. I'm Roy, I coach Destroy, and I'm here with Warnie.
Coach of the Warn Dogs.
And Calvin.
Coach of Calvinator.
Boys, it's round 21, but more importantly, it's semi-finals time.
Yes, it is.
Are you guys still hanging in there?
Well, I don't need to worry about semi-finals.
Oh, straight through
to them.
Straight through. In pretty much all the leagues that I actually care about, I've got the week off, which is an interesting proposition for people
to
be
in. Yeah, it is.
For me, I care about my overall ranking, but
you do.
Geez, it opens up some strategy for people that are just caring about leagues.
Yep, definitely.
You could just be, you know, double downgrading could be an option for you to have the cash
certainly could.
To go big.
It certainly could. It is risky, though, because as we know, funny things happen around finals, and there can be more changes than expected, Don.
Well, how about we talk about some of those?
Here's the news of the week you need to know on AFL Fantasy Live.
Right. Talking about more changes than what we're used to.
Yep.
Yep. Normally mid-20s we see for Friday, Saturday rounds.
26 maybe.
This week, there will be, or there are, 37 changes.
That's
ridiculous. To the Friday and Saturday teams. So we are well and truly into that time of the year that we do see some things. And I've got no idea what these are going to be.
37.
I know a couple.
Lord have mercy.
That's way over. That's 10 over.
A couple of things that we are going to be dealing with. However, let's talk about those.
That's massive. 37. Unbelievable scenes.
Ridiculous.
If you didn't hear the news earlier in the week, a bloke called Andrew Gaff, that's him.
We can't even muck around because there were so many morons reporting on that.
Yep. This is why you should know about this. 8 weeks he's got, so he's out for the rest of the fantasy season.
Just on that, Roy.
Yeah.
I have not even involved myself in this because I don't want to be one of those morons tweeting and carrying on. And they love something like this more than, is it Koshy and Sunrise love a natural disaster?
you're exactly right. It's because people wanted the up-to-date information on it, other people took advantage of it and used it as a platform for their pathetic comedy show.
Anyway,
name some names, Roy.
I'm not naming names.
Right. It's a trade, right?
That's all you need to know.
It's a trade, right? Play on, dog.
I'll tell you what, though. Drafting him next year is another whole new story.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
He's a first rounder these days after the fact that he's...
Where will he be? How many games into the season till he starts?
Doesn't make any difference.
There's the relevant news.
Yeah.
All right. Here's some stuff. Max Gawn, he's an issue today. Probably the biggest name of any of these other issues happening. Could only walk laps at training today.
It's not good.
But he's a big man. And the monitoring is low is what we're hearing from Goodwin. He said that he's a lock to be playing on Sunday.
Yeah.
It is a calf issue from all reports.
Yeah, I know. So if it is a calf,
he's a big lumbering man.
If it's a calf, he's missing.
Yeah.
But I also believe the side that, you know, that he does need to be managed. He carries a huge workload for that team.
He does.
Definitely.
He shouldn't be training through the week, realistically. At least once every 3 weeks, he'd be having off.
And who knows? Maybe some of that stuff's been happening a lot.
Maybe.
And they've finally just seen it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, other things. Ben Jacobs, Calvin, your mate, the tagger, highly unlikely to play this week. Still with that concussion. So
it's a nasty one,
dude,
isn't it?
Yep.
Won't play the rest of the year, dog, I'm calling.
Really? Well, they said maybe back next week.
Well, okay. Keep going.
DeGoey, he's one of your mates.
Yeah, he's one of my besties.
He's back in. So he will be playing this week. Apparently, he's got a really bad haircut as well. So that's something.
Did you see Buckley's quote about that?
Yeah, I did. But I haven't seen the hair. Have you seen the hair?
What did he say?
He said he could play quite well. How many people would get that? Because that's actually genuinely funny.
Yeah, it is. Fred Hollows ad, people out there. Google it.
Anyway.
Great ad.
Showing your
age. Like almost like a try-hard dusty, but it's like a bit of peroxide-y looking mullet and not straight at the back.
Yeah,
but
it's a good thing you don't have him in your team.
Is it
anymore?
Like a skunk?
Yeah,
brought it back.
Yeah, yeah.
The skunk's back.
It back.
Old mate that was on Big Brother.
Yeah, I love the skunk.
Yeah,
good on you.
All right. Who's next to go? Yeah, so he's back. How? He missed last week for concussion, but he has a bad corky. But he may still play. So who knows on
Jeremy
Howe. Tom Stewart and Reece Stanley will be returning for the Cats. The big one is Stanley there because pretty much I reckon it means that Abbott, he's going to make way for him.
It was bound to happen. It was bound to happen, but he did a great job.
Yeah, now Harley Pennell. just a weekly update on him and where he's at. Trained away from the main group on Wednesday.
Not again.
At least he was invited to the main session.
Yeah. Now, the Saints have come out and confirmed a couple of starters for this week. One of them's a debutant. That's Ben Patton. He's a defender, 180K. He's averaging 83 from his 12 games in the VFL, so that's all right for old Sandringham. Now, he's been emergency 10 times.
So, double figures.
Yeah, so number 46 draft pick from last year.
Yeah, good on him.
Now, Lewis Pearce, you've had him in your team before, haven't you, Calvin?
Pearce off, I have, Tom. Yes, yes, I have, mate. Yes.
He's a 170K ruck, which probably tells you about how well he was when he played a couple of years ago.
He's all right.
Give him a break. He's a rookie.
Now, he's going to play his first game for a couple of years. 101 average he's having for Frankston. Now, he's the only...
Oh, I'm impressive.
99% sure that he's the only St Kilda player, listed player, playing for Frankston because got... You know how they got Hickey and Longer?
Yeah.
Well, both of them are out with injuries. So, hamstring there for Hickey last week, but Longer's had ankle surgery as well. That's why he's getting that gig. But, because they've got... In their main twos, they've got that, so they sent him to another club.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting thing because he couldn't have that.
Can you do that?
Well, these guys can. another bit of news there. Hunter Clark is sick and won't play, but that's pretty much the main news that we have got there for this week. We're going to see some carnage. So,
look, and I'm...
37 changes.
I'm out of finals, and I'm hoping for carnage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
just sitting
back.
Don't you hit that sick point.
And just watching the world burn.
You'll like that. All right, I think we're waiting for these teams. Let's get into some of these bad boys.
Got a question for the traders? Tweet the boys at AFL Fantasy or head to facebook.com/AFL Fantasy Official.
All right, let's have a look on Twitter. Let's have a look on the Facebook Live. If you're tuning in to us live here every Thursday night, we are on City Park Radio and also facebook.com/AFL Fantasy Official. And, of course, you can be listening to us in the replay, which you can grab on iTunes every single week. Let's get into some questions. James McAuliffe, bring in Adams or Dunkley? So if you had the choice. So obviously, Adams the midfielder. Dunkley, you can get him up forward.
It's a great question, and they are both prime options this week, but I'm saying to go with Dunkley.
Right. Probably depends on who you're upgrading to do that.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Yeah, but, agree.
Yep, agree.
You got nothing more than that, Calvin?
No.
Who would you field out of a Hearn or Sire? Sire, he's playing up against the Brisbane Lions under the roof at Etihad.
Yep.
A Hearn has got...
The Bulldogs under the roof as well.
Oh, gosh, that's nice as well.
I'm going to tick off Sire. He had nearly a 90 last week.
Mm.
Yeah. And that was coming back from that injury. So
it feels safer.
It does. So he had 69, and then he got that injury.
Yeah.
So
Ahern went that 118.
Yeah.
But then he's gone 39.
No, don't do it again.
He doesn't deserve another go after that.
Okay, this is maybe a full stop, but is Seb Roth a good option here for James?
Well, I think he's had 300s in a row, and he's coming off that 160. He's owned by 1% of the competition.
Yep.
So if you're chasing a unique... and you don't mind his drawer, by all means do it. But I warn you that he's not in the rolling 22.
Mm.
Instant reward, though, Doc.
Yep.
A couple of scores here. 71 last year against Essendon. Right. Yeah, okay. Before that, though, 137, 111. So maybe he could go another 120, Roy.
Possibly.
Reese is a big fan there. He says, my boy, Ross the boss. He's pretty excited about that.
He's unique. That's a lot of people. Look, he's got 1%.
Yep.
Well done, guys. Mm. That's a good pick.
It'd be even more unique if you're 0.03%. Now, would DeGoey for Jeremy be a good option to bring in? Calvin, would DeGoey be a good option to bring in?
No, he's not.
You couldn't do it off an injury.
No, and not off this recent news of the haircut, Dog.
Well, that's enough.
Anyone who's been injured, trying to bring back the skunk, no.
At no point in this season was that a good trade option, Dog.
Oh, Roy, you have sabotaged me more than I've done it to myself.
All right.
Sorry.
Now, Lachlan Crump, do I bring in Oliver even though he will get tagged? Do you think he's going to get tagged?
He will 100% be tagged this week. The only reason he won't is if Sydney get a little bit fancy and send him to a Brayshaw or someone like that.
Yeah, not happening.
Not happening.
No.
He has to go to Oliver. And George Hewitt, I can't remember the last time he hasn't tagged.
No, and I can't remember the last time he hasn't done a pretty good job.
So it's definitely happening, and be very cautious with Oliver this week.
All right, Andrew wants to know, would you pull the trade of Rockliffe to Franklin?
No.
No.
Now, did you see the stuff about Rocky this week? We talked about it on the podcast on Monday night.
Yes, good, about good find by you, Dog.
Basically, 60-odd percent for him.
Great Wines reporting.
And Hal Pepper.
Yes.
Mm. That's the sort of stuff I can bring you. Yeah, but then Rocky was on the news, like Tuesday maybe, talking about that and saying they stuffed it up.
They need it lost them the game. They need to rectify it. Don't expect to see any of them under 70% this week.
Well done. Yeah,
exactly.
That's
smart
what I'm
pigging.
Talking about.
100%.
Smart pigging.
Mm. Now, that's... I'm going to ask a question from at Warney. Wants to know, who would you trade out of Wingard and Rocky? I've seen it come through a lot of times as well.
It is very tough. It is honestly a toss of the coin situation.
Yes.
At the moment, I've got Wingard slightly, and I mean the tiniest hair ahead of Rockliffe.
So really?
Yeah, I'd have it the other way.
Yeah, same. And is it just like looking through my pig-coloured glasses?
Yes, it is.
It is. Because you won't find...
Their numbers are pretty similar, too, when you put them back-to-back.
Yep, and there's just not a 69 sitting in Wingard, in Wingard's recent form.
But still, that's Rocky had 60-odd percent time.
I'm with you, Roy. I understand. It is a complete flip of the coin. You're just a Wingard, I'm just a Rocky, so therefore flip the coin.
Yeah.
All right, Steve Eldred. Nice profile picture, mate. Hi, boys. Would you...
pick fights with people again.
No, I'm not. He's got a picture of me in it.
Oh.
That's about the only way you get a compliment from Morning these days.
Holding three fights.
It's about him.
Yeah, it's probably me buying you beers once again, because there's three of them there. Anyway.
thanks.
How about you shout me back? hey, boys. Would you go Rocky or Heaney to Dunkley?
Heaney's my most disliked forward at the moment. So, Heaney out.
Right.
Just... 260s in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
From Twitter, Ben Watford is asking, trade Steph to Grundy and Phillips to Adams. That'd be nice to do.
Yeah, both ticks.
Or Phillips to McRae and Curno to Adams. So pretty much saying, is it Curno to, like, a McRae, or is it Steph to Grundy?
It's very interesting.
It is interesting.
Ben, in future, to you earlier. Just give me those two options because I'm working the same thing out. Right, sorry.
Interesting thing, Roy. A lot of people are trying to do that Steph to Grundy last week. Now, these are the teams that aren't in that top tier group because all the top 100, 200 people did that last week.
Yeah.
Just shows where you are in the game if you're looking to do it this week. You're in the next tier.
Yeah.
Now, I'm about 3 weeks behind that, okay, before you have a go at me. A guy tweeted me today and said he's holding off on that Steph to Grundy move and he's looking to bring in like a McRae. Here's a stat, Dog.
Right.
Stat I think it's half irrelevant, but I like it. So last time he played, so Steph and Grundy head-to-head this week, last time they went head-to-head, Steph beat him 130 to Grundy's 111.
Right.
Okay. There's only two games this year where Steph has lost a fantasy battle. One was to Max Gawn, and one was to Dawson Simpson by 5 points.
Right.
So Steph wins fantasy against his opponents way, 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 way more often than not.
Mm.
However...
he only loses, 0.03?
Three of a time,
percent.
Whereas, of course, Grundy, though, is coming off 150, but... So I'm saying... I'm trying to give advice here while you
sorry,
guys
carry
are
on.
Absolute
carry
shiners on.
On
the side. Oh, I nearly said something else.
I know.
I don't count. I'm saying maybe this week you chase a McRae who thumps North Melbourne, who seems like a bit more of an obvious answer than this Grundy Steph thing. Maybe wait 1 week.
Do you know what? I apologise for cutting in and being silly. That is
great
some
advice.
Of the best advice you've given.
Thank you.
And I think I'll do something similar.
Yep, you can.
Thanks to that.
Yep, no worries.
Steph better go well.
I'll retweet the guy that did it.
Dylan wants to know, would you get Redden in for Gaff?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Yes.
It can be done.
It can be done.
Oh, no
does Redden benefit from the Gaff suspension as well?
Yes, he does.
Probably.
All Redden has been craving for... like last year and this year, is midfield time.
Inside mid time.
That's what he wants and that's what he needs. That's where he gets his 130s.
Mm.
The only time he doesn't get it sort of when he's out. It's a really ballsy move to do it. I like it.
Wouldn't it be?
But there's that's definitely not in my...
Geez, Redden would be having some people in the draft finals, wouldn't he? Like, imagine how late he went.
Yeah, definitely. Right, this is a question from Denham. Is Bonner... or Boner, as Calvin preferred calling, too expensive? is $275,000. So he went up, what was it, $25,000, after his 85 last week.
Mm.
Look, he's not a reliable fantasy player. Bono will stand up.
Oh, no.
You've written that one down, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is,
well, no, you're the one that's
pretty reliable.
You said he went up last week. So, of course.
In price.
Oh, right. Okay. what was the question?
Would you pay $275 for him? Because I'm sure that it should be for your bench.
Yeah, so it's too expensive.
Would you be, like, if it had to be on ground, like, if you're doing, like, a little cash grab.
No.
Let's say you were playing a Hearn and you needed some cash and you went down to Bonner at $275, would you do that?
Who does Bonner play for?
GWS, and they're playing against Adelaide this week, who are giving up a few points.
Stiff competition.
Right, we're going to play on
that. That was all right.
No, it's not. Really?
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
You guys are unbelievable.
Is there another question? Or give us a team or something.
All right. Wade wants to know, McRae or Adams in?
That's a no-brainer.
It's an easy one. McRae's like number three in the rolling 22.
Yep.
So don't even worry about chasing value there. Actually, having said that, he is value because he's bottomed out at 713,000, I think it is.
He sits number three in Calvin's captains this week. It's McRae all day.
Yep.
Menegola and Danger for Taranto and Gaff. So that's obviously in Menegola and Dangerfield for Taranto and Gaff. Well, both of them are out. Well, Gaff's definitely out. Taranto might be and most likely to be.
I still like that trade anyway. Yeah.
Yep, that's a great
trade. Good players. We like what Geelong have got in their finals, don't we?
Yep, great trade.
Tick, tick.
Do it.
All right. Next one. There's a couple of people enjoying the joke there.
Oh, I knew it wasn't that bad. Well done, boys.
All right, well done.
Yep.
We should rehearse more often.
Now, Chris wants to know, is Dusty a legitimate option? Plays Gold Coast and the Bulldogs in his last three.
Yes.
Obviously, he's cheap.
Yes, it is. Averages over 120 in his last five against Gold Coast.
That's significant.
Coming off that 114 last week, I think that's like his second best score for the year. That just shows how well he's been going.
Mm.
But surely, this is the time where Dusty starts to do like a Swanee and warms up big time.
And goes bang.
And goes bang heading into finals. Two easy games for him.
Yeah, very nice games.
I like him.
All right, a couple more questions. We're getting close to these teams here. James wants to know, Lena to Tom McDonald or would you go McLean to Dunkley? It's got to be Lena to McDonald as an upgrade, do you think?
Pumping out 75 pluses though, old Jared. But I don't know how long he can keep that up for.
Yeah, so would you do over McLean to Dunkley? Like, are you right off McLean at all, Roy, or are you?
Yeah, good question.
I'm off him, but I still think this is how I put it. The only guy I think is worth chasing from McLean is probably Dunkley.
Right, I'll throw one at you, Roy, because I think this is a good one. So you reckon, out of, say, Wingard and Rocky, who goes first?
Oh, well, coin toss. Like, I've probably even swung to Wingard going first.
Where does McLean fit in that?
I, for some reason, still have more faith in him.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
It's odd.
But
very
you look at
odd.
Their scores the last 2 to 3 weeks, and he's not with them.
No, he's not at all. He's well off.
Right, boys, we'll get to some more questions just after this.
G'day, this is Matthew Richardson, and I get my AFL fantasy advice from Roy, Calvin and Warnie.
You know what that means?
Come on.
It means that our teams are in. This might take me a while with the 37 changes to the Friday and Saturday games.
Lucky you like the sound of your own voice, Doc.
Inflicting pain on others.
Right.
Keep going.
Well, this is going to make it even more interesting. Essendon and St Kilda. Essendon have made no changes.
Holy hat.
Dog, right. I need to warn you.
Yeah.
You might get your first injury this year, tonight.
Yeah.
You're going to get one.
You will. Oh, hang on. Not old Ned Kelly, Roy. He's fine.
No, he's right.
He won't get any. Doesn't
he? Right. Ins for St Kilda. Rowan Marshall, Lewis Pearce, Ben Long, Bailey Rice and Ben Payton. Ben Payton.
Least
game.
A relevant team have a lot.
For the outs for them, Caulfield's been omitted as well as Luke Dunstan. That's a big name. Hunter Clark is out because he was sick. It does say he's omitted. Tom Hickey injured and Josh Battle is injured.
Oh, damn it.
Hawthorn and Geelong, 145, Saturday, August 11th.
I've already copped one.
Have you?
Battle. It'd be my only emergency, though.
Right, Hawthorn. Connor Nash comes in. That's his first game, or it will be his first game. He's in?
170K defender. No thanks.
Right. Okay. We might have.
You
a
don't
look.
Know anything about him other than his
get
price.
On your ladder, no, you've ruled him out.
No, I can look at his
find
picture.
Find out his VFL scores. Brendan Whitecross is out with illness. Now for Geelong.
Ew.
The ins here: Tom Stewart, James Parsons, Quinton Narkle, Reece Stanley, Mark O'Connor.
Oh,
it's a wonder he's not still floating there at D8 for no. Newcastle. Oh, wasn't that long ago that you actually got rid of him, though, wasn't
yeah,
it?
That's my season, dog.
the outs. Jed Buse is injured. Jackson Thurlow omitted, along with Jermaine Jones, Ryan Abbott, and Jordan Cunico.
I've got two down.
Yeah, it's okay.
Right. Gold Coast and Richmond.
I've got one down. How many down are you, dog?
None.
Oh, unbelievable. Okay.
For Gold Coast, in the 2:10 time slot, Jesse Joyce, Stephen May, David Swallow, Ben Ainsworth, Braden Crosley, and Jared Lyons are in.
No Barlow.
No. Oh, well, God. We didn't have a Neefel game to dominate on the weekend. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 changes. So they're outs. Heron omitted. Dawson omitted, Max Spencer omitted, Jesse Lonigan's injured, Lemons and Wright also injured there.
That's irrelevant.
It's good that two, like, nothing teams have made a big
yep.
The Tigers.
Swing.
Nathan Broad, Ivan Soldo, Jack Graham, Dion Prestia and Basha Hooley are into the side. The outs, Toby Nankervis injured.
So
that's why I picked Ivan Soldo. I should have maybe pricked my ears up when I heard myself read out his name. So, Nank's out injured. Baker has been omitted, so he had a couple of games there, didn't he? Menadue, Lloyd and Townsend have all been omitted.
The Joker, the Jew.
Yeah, he is. He's gone.
Port Adelaide and West Coast in the twilight time slot at Adelaide Oval. Dougal Howard, Sam Gray and Aidan Johnson are the ins. The outs, Riley Bonner, Jack Homsch and Sam Powell Pepper, all omitted. How Pepper omitted can only be good. Well, there's that rocky decision.
It is.
You're keeping him.
Yep.
For the Eagles, Brendan Archie and Dom Sheed come in. Andrew Gaff suspended. Will Schofield is injured. Saturday night games, Collingwood and Brisbane. DeGoey is back. James Aish is also in. And Adam Oxley.
The Ox.
The outs there. Darcy Moore is injured, that hamstring. Callum Brown and Josh Dacos.
You guys should apologise to Darcy Moore.
Why?
For saying he faked it.
Why? You were the one that said that, didn't you?
No, I did not. I would never say such a thing.
That would have been all Calvin.
I'm pretty confident it was me. I'm pretty confident I'll stick by it. Why, Roy?
Well, he's injured. He's not going to just miss the second one.
That's taken a sickie too far.
Brisbane Lions. Tom Cutler is in and Ryan Bastanac has been omitted. For GWS and Adelaide, the other Saturday night game.
Got this far. Keep going.
Yeah.
I'm on three, mate.
I'm on...
There's a couple of draft-relevant players all the way through this. For GWS and Adelaide, that's happening in Canberra. Geez, that'll be cold there for the night game. Sam Reed, Tim Taranto is back. Dylan Shill is back and Ryan Griffin as well into the side. With Brett Deledio out.
Yeah.
Dawson Simpson, Sam Taylor and Toby Green all injured. Toby Green. He's going to be cheap next year.
He will.
For the Crows, we've got Kyle Cheney, Richard Douglas into the side, and the outs there, both injured, Daniel Talia and Riley Knight. Let's get into this. So there's our 37 changes for those.
Wow.
No big names. So most of those were bench players, though, for you, weren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
it's not... worry about. I'm just being a sook because that's what I do.
You do.
And I do it well.
Very well. North Melbourne and Western Bulldogs. Let's go through these. The ins for North Melbourne. So they've added to their squad with their four players. Sean Higgins, Luke Davies, Uniac, Tom Murphy and Declan Mountford. For the Dogs, Rourke Smith is out, rested. They're bringing in Billy Gowers, Lewis Young, Mitch Honeychurch, Tim English and Calvin. Callum Porter.
Oh, where's
is a new player.
Dog, you legit still haven't had one out, though, have you?
No, not yet.
Unbelievable year.
Isn't it? Porter's a 170.
No, I've had some draft ones, actually.
Oh,
good please, thing I've got the please, week off, though.
Please, 170K midfielder for those interested.
And based on his picture, is he an option?
it's either windy or his hair is set on one side, so it's a no.
Okay.
All right. No, we'll skip the free round because that's the last game of the round. Melbourne and Sydney Swan. Oh, hang on. Did I read all of those guys out? Yes, I did. Melbourne and Sydney Swans. Melbourne, Dean Kent, Mitch Hannon, Cameron Peterson, Sam Wiedemann and Jaden Hunt are all into the squad. Oh. Joel Smith is out injured. Oh, you don't have him because no good teams have him, apparently.
Correct.
Don't have him either.
Coaches up there in the top bit with him on the bench. Sydney Swans. Darcy Cameron comes into the squad.
Thanks for that.
As well as Rowan, Dean Towers, and Dan Hannabury is back in there as well. And the final game of the round, Fremantle and Carlton. Wow, a few changes here. So Freo, they've got Brayshaw injured, Tucker injured, and Stephen Hill injured there. Into the squad. Now you're going to struggle with this one, Calvin. Sam Switkowski.
Yeah, got him, mate.
He's in this extended squad.
No.
I knew you.
Hang on. No.
SWIT.
Yeah, because he's under Samuel, mate. He's under Samuel here. So sorry about that, viewers at home. 170K forward. Roy, he looks like a big unit.
Right, hang on. I'm going to just move away from my mic to check this.
And
big lump.
Yeah, he's right. A lump.
He's into the squad. It's a squad, as we know. So, Taylan Duman, Tommy Sheridan, Stefan Giro, Scott Jones, Shane Kirsten, Ryan Nyhouse are also into that. For the Blues, Matthew Kennedy is injured. Cam O'Shea omitted. Inns Cruiser.
Oh.
Cruiser. He's back there. Sam Kerridge, Jack Silvani, Pat Kerr, Harrison McCready, and Aaron Mullett are the ins to that squad. There are the teams. So what we can probably walk away from this going, not too much carnage.
No. One premium that we knew about anyway,
yeah.
Really.
Yep.
So you would have thought a few. The other one, I guess, Nankervis is a little bit.
Oh, yeah, that would be.
Left.
Hurts, especially draft.
Hurts draft, yeah.
Hurts draft.
He would have been a
there
good.
There were draft relevant ones. You're right, yep, dog.
Plenty.
Mm.
Prestia.
Mm. Yep. Handy.
So a few there, like Nankervis is, he's averaging, well, 90.
I know, it's been another solid year, though.
8% of teams in Classic, so we'll hurt a couple.
Most years you'd be happy with that from Nank if you started with him, but it's just that Grundy and Max are just next level.
They are.
Mm. Other ones, like Preston might be Jared Lyons, because people might have lost draft finals last week because of that name being out.
Yep, yeah,
definitely.
Same with Matthew Cruiser. Thanks for showing up last week, mate.
Oh, yeah. Mm,
would have been handy.
Who'd you get to? Who'd you have as your...
Oh, he's been very serviceable, actually. Segler.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
And you were shafted certainly by Rucks as well, weren't you, Cal?
I had Sandilands, and I handcuffed him with Darcy.
Yeah.
And then Darcy was a laid out.
What did you do?
So just took a donut, dog.
Did you really? How could you not? What?
Because he was a laid out.
You were in a draft final. Oh, he was a late. Sorry.
He was a late out.
Sorry.
It's not like I'm on the ball. So I just took a donut. Lost by 10. Move on.
All right. Let's get back to some questions. All right. Let's go here to the Facebook Live. Fraser wants to know, Cripps or Ablett?
Cripps.
Calvin, go on.
Tell him the stat. No,
have you got sick of saying it? Do you know it off by heart?
I do. I am a little bit sick of saying it.
Right.
I have never in my life, Roy, ever seen stats so stacked up like what Ablett does to Hawthorn.
Yeah, it's nasty.
And every year we say, oh, he won't keep it up. He won't be able to do
have
it
you,
again.
Have you said, honestly said that?
Other people have said it.
All right.
So someone said it this year, won't be able to do it again, comes out with a 130 plus.
Yeah.
So this goes back actually 15 games with a lower score of 109.
It's huge.
Or 10 games to a lower score, 129.
That's unheard of.
It is unbelievable. Mm. I like Ablett because Ablett...
is a good player.
He's got Hawthorn this week.
Yep.
Numbers are stacked.
Yep.
Then finishes with Fremantle, Gold Coast.
Rest. There's looks, a rest in that too.
It looks like a rest, but both of those are at home.
Mm.
So he goes MCG, home.
Mm.
It's an interesting one.
I reckon I just go Cripper.
I don't mind the Cripper call, safer. Though. It does feel a bit safer, doesn't it? But I like the guys one as well.
But, yeah, you're right, though. Draw on top of that first matchup, it's tasty, very tasty.
From Twitter, Lachlan Lampard wants to get his message through, so he sent it a few times. He wants to know, Oh, no, it's actually all different ones. His head's going all over the shop.
Oh, no. Still. I know what this gets like.
But he's worked out here. Is it better to hold Steph and trade Gaff to an Uber premium or upgrade Steph to Grundy and trade Gaff to a mid under $611,000? I'm trying to work out
I can answer this one because this is a move I looked at as a
You could get Steph Tim Kelly
and a Grundy.
Oh, man.
Rory Sloane.
The answer's no, you don't do that.
Dusty.
Chewy.
Can you get Dusty?
Dusty, yep, you can get Dusty.
Oh, yeah.
It's back on.
It is back
on. Ed Curno.
But it's a no for me this
week. Even with Dusty?
Even with Dusty, it's a no.
Right.
Okay, I think go for an Uber premium with Gaff and tidy up something else.
I'm saying, so Dusty, he can get Dusty and Grundy, can he?
Yes.
Yeah, do it.
Oh, dear. Okay. All right.
Who do you trust more, Roy or Calvin?
There you go. Answer that and you've got your answer. Done. Next question.
I know what most people will be thinking.
Oh, that's fine. They can all get stuffed.
What did you assume that?
Don't back me into a corner, dog. I'll say
we don't actually have a 7-second dump button here. No. Rightio, Adams or Ross?
Adams.
Both. Not in the Adams. Rolling. But
it's Adams. 2 130s in the last 3 weeks. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, this might put you two head to head as well. Ben wants to know, Gaff to Dusty or Ablett? or is Calvin's stats?
I'm going Ablett based on those stats, but yeah. It still worries me a bit with Gaz. Those easy games to end.
Yeah.
Can Geelong...
Don't they play Fremantle in Fremantle last round? It is, isn't it, for them?
No, they go Fremantle next week at home, Gold Coast at home.
Who's got... Oh, is that Collingwood?
Maybe. Why do they bother rolling him out for those games?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I better check
He's
those.
Not someone that needs to...
He hasn't had a rest this year,
no.
Has he?
No.
Was he injured? Oh, yeah, he was injured. He's had a few off.
So the thing is with him, he's not someone that needs to have a couple of weeks into him before having an impact. He can have 1 week off and... Hit the ground running.
He's got coming off. He's got a few games left, then he gets a week off.
Mm.
As a coach,
if you paid him versus Gold Coast and he does his hammy, a 3 week hammy, you'd be furious at yourself.
You would,
wouldn't you?
I'm just checking that I am correct. So it goes MCG, home for Geelong.
Mm. Very interesting.
Pretty good draw.
I just don't know if he can play three of them.
All right, let's get into some of the stats from the round coming up.
This is AFL Fantasy Live with the Traders.
All right, hit us with some cool numbers.
Oh, won't we ever hear destroy? So kicking
Let's
off,
talk about Gary Ablett.
No, we'll get to Gary Ablett. Not this game, though, dogs. No. This is the Friday night one. Essen against St Kilda.
I'm going to be there.
Okay, it's not the dog show, is it?
It's pretty exciting. Saturday,
all right.
I had to watch Dev and Zach.
Zach's in trouble, dog.
Is he?
Yeah, Jack Steele will go to Zach Merritt. Now, he's already... He had 134 last week. Last time he played St Kilda, great numbers, 144, 126 before that. Jack Steele will tag somebody. Who is it? Heppel or Zach?
It's Zach.
It's Zach all day. So just be a little bit cautious with him.
Okay, can we have a look at the next game?
We sure can. Hawthorn Geelong, this is first one on Saturday at the MCG. Roy, you found somebody?
Well, I have. And it's just taking some time to show a little bit of respect. Tim Kelly.
Yes.
We race to get these rookies off our ground. If he hasn't come good with a second wind, I've never seen a second wind because his form has been sensational. Yep. So,
is that like a thing?
Yeah.
I think it is, isn't it?
No.
He's coming home with a wet sail with his second wind.
Yeah, well, that just
never
means
seen
he's...
a second. What? Anyway, play on.
What I'm
Some
trying
sort
to
of
say.
Mixed metaphor.
What I'm trying to say is he's gone 98 plus
he's
in
good.
Five of his last six games. 115 versus the Hawks last time they played. Would you bother trading him if you had him?
No,
you'd have bigger problems with these so-called premiums, wouldn't you?
You play him out.
What a weapon,
and especially with that draw.
Yeah, he's not resting.
Unbelievable. Another big one from Danger coming up too, Roy. 39 touches last week for his 128. Obviously back in the guts. Hawthorn are his second favourite team to play behind Adelaide.
Mm.
And you know what he does to Adelaide. So in his eight of his last nine games against Hawthorn, he's turned up. So, and that was with a 118 against him earlier this year, which probably was his top score up until a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah, he's gone bang, hasn't he?
And I won't even talk about Alex. We've done him enough. And we'll talk about Tom Mitchell when it comes to captains. Roy, on Saturday as well, we got Gold Coast and Richmond. And the big one there from Dogs News was that Nankervis is out.
Yeah.
Mm.
You'd think Witts has an absolute field day on this now.
Should do. But he's just not relevant anymore, is he?
No, but...
I'll tell you who he is. Dusty Martin.
Yes.
So his last five, as you flagged, Cal,
yes, flagged.
Is unreal versus the Gold Coast. So 120, 100, 140, 137, 112. You see the pattern. He's going big again.
Gold Coast haven't tagged, I don't remember, for a couple of weeks now. They've put it away. So Oliver had that 154 last week.
Mm.
Brayshaw, 143.
So it's a smorgasbord.
They pretty much had 40 touches each.
It's a feeding frenzy.
That's massive. Port Adelaide against West Coast. Heard the news there that old mate Pal Pepper is out,
mm.
which means the pig will oink.
It's good things.
It's good thing for him. Yeah. So, see anyone else there you like destroy?
No, not particularly.
Redden, 133 last week. He's already played Port this year.
Well, Redden's a good one to talk about because yes. people have asked,
yep.
could you do it? So could you do it?
He had 138 on Port Adelaide already this year.
Averaging 123 his last five. Three over 130. He's back to, he's almost on a streak where he's better than, like, Lions Redden.
Yep. We tick it off.
We tick it.
We're ticking this off as a thing to do.
I have... It's a worry, but I have a fair level of confidence with it.
Yeah.
He should be in the rolling 22.
More confident than we are with Dusty.
Yes.
More confident we are with an Ablett.
Oh, no. Probably.
He's climbing. So if you're considering it out there, we are ticking that off as a move that you could definitely do. Into the night games, we've got Collingwood and Brisbane. The guy I like here is a guy I'm looking to bring in is Zorko.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so his record against Collingwood, they're by far his easiest team to play. 176 last year. Before that, 124, 122,
mm.
104, 130.
Yeah, okay.
At Etihad last two games, 128, 115.
Very impressive.
Very impressive. Some people are saying, am I worried about a Greenwood tag?
Yeah.
Now, is that even a thing?
I don't know. It's a thing of the past, isn't it?
I don't think it happens anymore.
No, and if it does, he looks stupid and then it changes, I think.
We've talked about Steph. I want to flag this, though, Roy, with Taylor Adams.
All right.
Career worst team.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. So he's played them five times.
Yeah.
One ton.
Okay. Very interesting.
I'm not.
Tell me when you finish the negative stuff, because I want to talk about something positive right. with Taylor.
I'm not concerned with that.
Right.
My concern is it's at Etihad. If it was at the MCG,
yep.
I would tick that off.
Okay.
Okay. Go.
All right. Last year, Uber Premium Adams.
Yes.
All right. First probably three quarters of this year to this point. A lack of tackling has been part of the problem with yep. Adams. But the last three rounds, he's averaging 9 and 122 on
right.
the back of that 9 tackles.
Yep.
His tackling's back. His ball winning, not quite at his best, but it's there around that 30 mark. The tackle is back. That's why I like Adams.
Yep. And the other Saturday night game is GWS against Adelaide. And the thing I noticed from the ins and outs is Riley Knight is out.
Mm.
Josh Kelly will run completely free.
Mm.
Absent completely free.
They ran amok last week, those boys, didn't they?
What did he have? 153, 126 in his last two for Kelly.
Mm.
Knight has been tagging. Went to Polak last week for 79. He was definitely going to cop it.
Mm-hmm.
We will not cop it this week.
No.
In fact, I'm doing a little shuffle in my Calvin's captain's top five.
Are you really?
Yeah, based on that.
Yeah,
so
okay.
He will come in, and I think Max gone with this lingering calf will slowly drift out.
Yeah, good idea.
Anyone else there that we like?
No, let's move on.
Kicking over to Sunday, we look at North Melbourne and Western Bulldogs. We said earlier, McRae is going to have an absolute field day here.
Yeah.
Especially with that Ben Jacobs hasn't got up again. Your boy Dunkley, Roy?
Yeah, averaging 111 the last 6 weeks.
Wow.
If you can get him in somehow, it is a massive tick from us. So, owned by 3% of the competition, slowly increased building. Over the last couple of weeks, but this week he's up there in the top three most traded in players. So people are listening. They're looking at those numbers. He's a full-time mid now. His tackling is always there,
yep.
but that ball winning as a midfielder is there as well. So he's a star. He's playing as a gun mid, and you can pick him as a forward.
Yeah.
He's still underpriced. He's unique. Tickety tick, tick, tick.
Melbourne Sydney is at the MCG, and as we said, Max has that, well, calf issue. He would have smashed Sinclair just like Grundy did last week.
Surely he still plays and smashes him.
Surely he still plays and smashes him. I agree.
I would take him out of the top five captains like you are, but do we jump at shadows?
My graphic that I made for that, it's changing.
Oh.
Oh, well, on the screen.
Is it?
Pop up there at some stage?
No, no, I won't change it. It's okay.
do it after the show.
Seems to be a thing that I do, though, on this. As we said, Oliver, be careful. Those people looking to bring him in this week. Awesome last week, that 150-plus, but has to be tagged by George Hewitt.
In the four games he's been tagged properly this year, he's gone over 90 once.
Right.
So he still sketches together an 80.
Yeah.
But four hard tags over 90 once. No tons.
Right. Be careful if you're looking, especially from that gaff to him move, is quite a popular one.
Yeah, definitely.
The final one is Fremantle against Carlton from Optus. I think I mentioned this in the podcast. Just want to flag Cripper in this one, Roy.
Oh.
He's average away compared to home.
Oh, yeah. You love this
so
stat, don't you?
Averages 81.
I think it's gross.
81 when he plays away.
Yep.
And at the MCG, 120, Eddie had 111.
Mm.
That is a significant difference.
It is.
So just flagging it.
Okay.
But, geez, it's only Freo. Mm. Surely he has a big one against them. He had 109 on him last year.
Yeah, okay. A lot of people, they're jumping off Cade Simpson at the moment. Now, I don't like doing this because he rounds out the top six for a start, in my opinion. So obviously if you were, I don't know, if you didn't have one of those five above him, you could be looking at going to that. However, most people have about the top six at the moment in their back line because it's pretty obvious who they are. Now, I think he's going to bounce back, Cade, this week.
Right.
Triple figures.
Okay.
Yeah, Dockers give up a heap to defenders, and I think he will make the most of it.
There you go, Warren. That is the wrap of all the rounds.
All right. Good work, boys.
Or even all the games in this round.
All the games in the round. Why are we doing that?
All the rounds.
Do you want to quickly talk captains?
Yeah, let's talk captains.
Now, nothing stupid being done this week here, Destroy with captains.
Yep.
Sticking with number one pick, Tom Mitchell.
Yep.
Against Sean. He will get tagged. I'm convinced now he will cop a little bit of attention.
Yep.
So he was tagged by Blixarves already this year.
Yeah.
Had 137.
And we don't think that's going to happen, do we?
I don't think it'll be Blix.
No.
I think it could be Scooter.
Mm-hmm.
Can't even remember the last time Scooter was told to tag.
No.
So that might not even happen. So 147 last year, 125. I think he's still going to be fine.
This is why I think we're a chance of avoiding a real hard tag, because if you have Ablett, Dangerfield, Selwood.
Yes.
If you are not backing yourself to go head-to-head with another midfield.
Yep.
It just looks a bit defensive and weak.
It does.
To me.
And last week they played,
let alone their best, Tim Kelly.
Yeah, they played the defending premiers last week with Dustin Martin, and they didn't do it.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to be fine.
He should be fine.
Number two is, of course, Ablett. Did you know in the last 10 games? I'll give you a break from that. Ablett has
so
to be
impressive,
good
though. I actually don't blame you if you do reel it off for the 10th time this week.
I'll give it a rest. So Ablett comes in at number two. McRae, number three, 132. Last week, 137 in his last game against North Melbourne.
Price has bottomed out too.
And
most traded in player this week, Cal.
Wow, under the roof as well. So that's going to be good. I like Grundy, although that stat before, but he's turned up three times in a row against Brisbane.
Yeah.
I think he'd prefer to be at the MCG rather than under the Etihad roof. So interesting one. As I said, I made a switch there now. With Max gone, we'll come out of the five. With Josh Kelly coming in.
Yeah, I like it. I like the move.
There you go.
Rightio, boys. Let's get back to some questions from the Twitter sphere and also of Facebook Live. Let's start with Facebook Live. Shannon wants to know, Rocky to Dunkley, JPK to Dusty, would you do those two moves? Are you ticking that?
Yep, I would.
Tick that off.
Mm-hmm. Rocky, I'm hoping that he will be right now.
Yeah, he's just no Dunkley at the moment.
No, unless he's got a wing guard there that he could do.
Yeah.
Would you go on McLean over?
Yeah, McLean, where does he rank then? Would you trade him before Rocky?
This is a very tough one, dog. I'd really have to crunch some numbers and think about it.
Right,
and analyse draw, because
Bill Redman wants to know, Menegola or Dunkley? I'm actually considering this one too. Menegola isn't a slouch, as they might
no,
say.
No, he's second in the rolling so 22, but Dunkley and then Menegola.
And Menegola goes Frio Gold Coast.
Mm, it's very tempting.
Very yeah, tempting.
That's
Menegola.
He loves some junk too.
He does.
Zach wants to know, is Higgins an option against the Bulldogs? So he's back in this week.
After no.
a little bit
he'll,
of a knee.
He'll be solid for his ton, probably.
You yep. couldn't you nah, couldn't I jump on someone it. Coming back in like that, and nah. especially not a guy that comes with a little bit of a risk. Mm. Boy.
All right, next one. McLean to Menegola, happy for that. Terry?
Yep,
yep, definitely. Tick that off, Terry.
Enjoy it.
That's a good move. All right, Craig wants to know, Gaff to who? It's McRae, Oliver, Zorko or Cripps?
Oh,
so
goodness
it's kind
me.
Of Cripps and it's, McRae, isn't it, that you're thinking?
Yeah.
It's McRae.
Yeah, it is.
McRae's got to be first.
Matt wants to know, Shuey or Parker, who would you trade out?
Oh,
well, Parker's got some nasty numbers.
I saw that.
Someone tweeted that
makes
today.
Makes you think twice.
It does. His numbers versus, who does he play this week?
He plays Melbourne.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. But that's not
but Melbourne's a different
to,
team.
They are, yeah.
That's the thing. So when we look at these history, history, you've got to take that into account.
Well, yeah, you do, dog. But Hawthorn have had a few different teams against Ablett.
Yeah.
Haven't they? Have you still
right.
done it?
Correct? Next.
Am I correct? Am I right or am I right?
You want to hear these? So this is Parker's last few against Melbourne. 148, 140, 120. They're pretty nasty.
That's very impressive.
Very nasty.
Sidebottom or Redden?
No one answered the guy.
Oh, hang on. What was the question?
So who was it? Parker?
Or
Parker out or someone
else? Your mate. Shuey.
Shuey out. Will Shuey benefit from Gaff being out? Or will he just cop more of a tag?
Maybe.
He cops more of a tag. I'd be going Shuey out, play Parker, hope he gets another 40 like he has the last two times against Melbourne. Roll with those numbers. You might get a 110.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, next question that we're going to get here from Daniel wants to know, Cochin or Caddy or Gray? So he's $509,000 he's gotten and he can get these guys or something. Cochin, Caddy or Gray, who would you prefer in your side?
Gosh, scraping the barrel there, aren't we?
Maybe Koch.
I'd go Koch.
105 last week, a couple of 60s before that. You're going to have to, that is scraping the barrel. But you think, though, against...
Like Gray's in all right form at the moment since I've got him out. But yeah. it's not nothing to write home about.
Go one of the Tigers. Good game this week. They should be good.
Yeah, I'd just go Koch, I think.
Yep.
All right, Shane Cohen is asking this one. Interesting one. Got the week off. Do I double down with Crosley and Joel Smith and bank 200K for next week? Or go Smith down and Goddard to Cutler, who plays Gold Coast next week.
No.
You're better off playing Goddard this week, yeah?
Yeah, I just don't get Cutler.
No, don't get Cutler. No. Don't get fancy. You know, if you've got a week off, you've got it for a reason.
Mm.
It's because you've got a good team.
Mm.
Don't go crazy.
Right, Jalen from Twitter is asking, love your advice. Was wanting to go Steph to Grundy this week, but now with the Gaff saga, do you like the idea of going Gaff to side bottom and upgrading Steph, or would you be holding Steph and bringing in an Oliver type? So basically, going to a side bottom and still getting your Grundy, or getting in an Oliver type and keeping Steph.
Right. Well,
is Oliver the right answer at the moment for the big dogs?
I don't think he is now.
So it depends on who are there or who is there as an option.
Sidey hasn't been great, has he?
No, not recently. And so Melbourne go Sydney this week. He'll definitely cop a tag. West Coast, who have been one of the harder teams to score against this year, although they are pretty.
Yeah.
They're not what they were.
Mm.
And then GWS next week, the week after.
Yeah.
So it's not a great run home for Melbourne.
No,
so
it's not.
Whereas side bottom, he goes Brisbane.
Yep.
Port Adelaide, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
And then ends with an easy one with Frio.
Mm.
So it's, I'd be going
the Sidey Grundy there.
Yeah, so would I. Yep. Mm.
All right, Ben. I think we actually answered that one before. We did. Next one that we have got from the Facebook page, Simpson or Hearn for the retirement home for Savage from the retirement home. So Simpson. Which of the old men would
Simpson.
You get? Simpson.
Every day.
Oh, Hearn had 65 last week.
Mm. Yeah.
You're not doing that again. Go Simpson. You'll be right. What'd you say? Triple figures, Roy.
Yeah, and he had 111 on him earlier this year.
Oh. And you're never wrong. That's Lockin Simpson.
Oh, rarely, not never.
All right.
men, we are rocking and rolling out of here. A few minutes left. Let's go through the news that we have got out of this evening. So, let's look at the big ins and outs. Starting with the ins. Prestia, Hooley, Degoe, Dave Swallow, Lyons, Sheed, Shiel, Taranto, Higgins, Cruiser, Hanbury, Rowan, and maybe even Darcy Cameron could be coming in. That's an extended bench game. But those names there are definitely going to help coaches in draft. Yep. And yeah.
Can I just ask, if Hannes is on your bench in draft,
mm-hmm. he stays there.
That's it.
Has to.
Yep. He stays there.
Doesn't especially coming nothing. Back from injury and just the fact that how bad, like it's under 60 average.
People would have been, people have held him.
So gross.
People have held him waiting for him to come back and now he's back. I bet they don't play him.
No way.
Don't do it.
You'd have to have something going to be on the field to even consider it.
Absolute bargain next year.
Wow.
At a new club maybe.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Hopefully.
It's an interesting one. So, yeah, big names there that are coming in. You can always check these out on afl.com.au and your little dots on the website as well. So, the debutants, the player's name this week, Patton, 180k defender, 83 average in the VFL. Now, Pierce, he's not a debutant, but he's a 170k ruck, 101 average, and had 124 last week. He's your, in case of emergency, break glass downgrade of Oscar McInerney, because I think he's going to play the last three games as well, you would think, because with Hickey and Longer gone.
Yeah.
So that's actually a very nice one, and it would have been nice for you, Roy, if he was named last week, and under these circumstances, you would have done that instead of Abbott. Oh, well. Connor Nash. Now, he's an Irish bloke. He plays for Hawthorn, making his debut. 170k defender. Now, looked up his numbers. 65 he had last week. Average of 54 in the VFL.
Hitting the ground running, they call that.
We don't know whether these guys will play or not, but Callum Porter for the Dogs. 61 average in the VFL. Sam Switkowski, 170k forward. 21-year-old. You know how you thought he was a big lump of a lad?
Mm.
Yeah.
I think I'm probably only 2 centimetres shorter than him. 178 centimetres.
Yeah, no, I meant like he looked mature, 21 years old.
Well, that's what you meant.
That's what I meant by big lump. Yeah.
He's averaging 64 in the waffle, but 2 years ago, in 2016 for Box Hill, averaging 85.
Yeah, it's old numbers, dog. Stick to the 64.
Yeah, so probably nothing. Any of these guys that you would be bringing in at this point of the season are sitting there on your bench.
Yeah, they're not doing much.
Being a reason for your...
They're carrying your bags on the trip.
That's it. Yeah, it's nice. And if they do look like a big lump of a lad, they'll probably be good at doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
On the way through. A couple of things with the most traded players. So Jack McRae's the most traded in. Alex Johnson, people are keen on him. He's obviously getting his next game as well. He's up to 204k after his 89 last week. Josh Dunkley, Brody Grundy, good premium players we bring in. Basically the top of their lines there, Dunkley and Grundy, basically.
Yeah, almost. McRae's top three, yeah.
Then we've got Nathan Freeman. People are jumping on him. Yes, it was 57 on debut, but he should be there for these last few
weeks.
The
bonus of that is it keeps him under 200k.
Yeah.
So he's still just a legit good downgrade. Plenty of cash from it.
And then we've got Clayton Oliver and Josh Kelly coming in as most traded players as well. So the final one, what I was just going to say there, is the most traded out. Gaff, obviously.
Yep.
Ahern, Joel Smith, O'Riordan. Are being cashed out there. Steph Martin too, as well as Tim Taranto, which now he's back in. You might hold on to him, but you probably would get rid of Tim Taranto.
It's time to go.
He would be one of your first traded out forwards if you've got one.
I reckon a lot of people offloaded him already.
Yep.
You know, when he was out injured, a lot of people just went, that's a good excuse and a good time to go.
Exactly right. Well, Cal, we are just about out of here. And Roy, we're going to get ready for the semi-finals. Lockout, 7:50pm Australian Eastern Standard Time on Friday night for the Bombers and Saints game. Good luck. Hopefully you get a win, because if you do, it means you're in the prelim this week.
You've been listening to AFL Fantasy Live. Play the official fantasy game of the AFL at fantasy.afl.com.au. Happy trading.